But first, we take you into the classroom, offering you a view you've almost certainly never had before. CCTV cameras have been installed in many schools for a few years now. It's argued that they provide security, monitor pupil behaviour, and protect against theft. However, cameras are now being used as a teaching aid in classrooms, with teachers being monitored as they give lessons. The system is voluntary, and head teachers say that it's a useful research tool that provides excellent feedback for teachers. But teaching unions are worried that the system has a touch of Big Brother about it. Teachers, they say, are under enough pressure as it is, without having a camera trained on them. Well, earlier this week, our reporter Brian James visited the St George's Roman Catholic High School in Manchester, the first school in the city to pilot the cameras. He began with a visit to a geography lesson with teacher Mike Lithgow.
Yeah, some rocks can let water pass through, and we call that groundwater.
Using the process, you can look at myself and some of the things that I do and some of the terms and the language I might use and the body language I might use. Sometimes I notice it might face a certain way in the classroom and exclude certain pupils, so you look at the way you position yourself in the classroom. But also you can focus on what the pupils might do in terms of their learning, how they interact with each other, what they actually do when you're, for example, focusing on an individual pupil.
I'm Philip Hart, and I'm the head teacher of St George's Roman Catholic High School in Worsley Walkden. I'm looking for the engagement of teacher and pupil, and there are two cameras in the classroom. One is highly precise, they're both in little domes, but one can swivel and it can pan and it can tilt and it can focus very, very closely on what's actually occurring in the classroom. The other camera is fixed, and what that does, it actually looks at the children's faces. So we can actually observe the effect that the teacher's having on the particular youngsters.
So, the cloud droplets then grow into clouds.
The cameras are never ever turned on unless that member of staff is aware of it and gives their permission. And, for example, when we do sort of go into the classroom, if I'm just turning it on temporarily to show somebody about it, I'll say to the member of staff, we have got visitors. It is a code word between myself and the teacher. And if the teacher felt, for example, there was something wrong, they would come across to me and say, please, not just now.
I don't think much about it. I just don't think about the cameras. I just get on with my learning.
Do your parents approve of it? Do they agree that it's fine for you to be recorded like this?
Yep, because it's safe for us all to be recorded. They have no problem with it.
Pupils tend to listen more, like, when we're like that, because, like, in normal lessons they just mess about and they don't take that much notice, but when we're in lessons like that, they tend to listen more and, like, the teachers are more aware of them messing about.
Segment 1. But first, we take you into the classroom, offering you a view you've almost certainly never had before. CCTV cameras have been installed in many schools for a few years now. It's argued that they provide security, monitor pupil behaviour, and protect against theft. However, cameras are now being used as a teaching aid in classrooms, with teachers being monitored as they give lessons. The system is voluntary, and head teachers say that it's a useful research tool that provides excellent feedback for teachers. But teaching unions are worried that the system has a touch of Big Brother about it. Teachers, they say, are under enough pressure as it is, without having a camera trained on them. Segment 2. Well, earlier this week, our reporter Brian James visited the St George's Roman Catholic High School in Manchester, the first school in the city to pilot the cameras. He began with a visit to a geography lesson with teacher Mike Lithgow.
Yeah, some rocks can let water pass through, and we call that groundwater.
Using the process, you can look at myself and some of the things that I do and some of the terms and the language I might use and the body language I might use. Sometimes I notice it might face a certain way in the classroom and exclude certain pupils, so you look at the way you position yourself in the classroom. But also you can focus on what the pupils might do in terms of their learning, how they interact with each other, what they actually do when you're, for example, focusing on an individual pupil.
Segment 3.
I'm Philip Hart, and I'm the head teacher of St George's Roman Catholic High School in Worsley Walkden. I'm looking for the engagement of teacher and pupil, and there are two cameras in the classroom. One is highly precise, they're both in little domes, but one can swivel and it can pan and it can tilt and it can focus very, very closely on what's actually occurring in the classroom. The other camera is fixed, and what that does, it actually looks at the children's faces. So we can actually observe the effect that the teacher's having on the particular youngsters.
So, the cloud droplets
then grow into clouds.
The cameras are never ever turned on unless that member of staff is aware of it and gives their permission.
Segment 4.
And for example, when we do sort of go into the classroom, if I'm just turning it on temporarily to show somebody about, I'll say to the member of staff, we have got visitors. It is a code word between myself and the teacher. And if the teacher felt, for example, there was something wrong, they would come across to me and say, please, not just now.
I don't think much about it. I just don't think about the cameras. I just get on with my learning.
Do your parents approve of it? Do they agree that it's fine for you to be recorded like this?
Yep. Because it's safe for us all to be recorded. They have no problem with it.
Pupils tend to listen more, like, when we're like that, because, like, in normal lessons they just mess about and they don't take that much notice, but when we're in lessons like that, they tend to listen more and, like, the teachers are more aware of them messing about.